Isaiah chapter 37. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard, that he tore his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of Yahweh. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, of son of Amos. And they said to him, Thus says Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and a day of rebuke, and of blasphemy, for the children have come to the birth, and there is no strength to bring forth what is to be delivered. It may be Yahweh your Elohim will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to reproach the living Elohim, and will reprove the words which Yahweh your Elohim has heard. And for so lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, Thus will you say to your master, Thus says Yahweh, Do not be afraid of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Understand that I will send a blast upon him, and he will hear a rumor, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And he heard say concerning Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, He's come out to make war with you. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus will you speak to Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, saying, Do not let your Elohim, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Understand, you've heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shall you be delivered? Have the Elohim of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, like Gozan and Haran and Rezeph and the children of Eden, which were in Telesar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena and Eva? And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of Yahweh and spread it before Yahweh. And Hezekiah prayed to Yahweh, saying, O Yahweh of hosts, Elohim of Israel, who dwells between the cherubims, you are the Elohim. You alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you've made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and hear. Open your eyes, O Yahweh, and see and hear all the words of Sennacherib, who has sent to reproach the living Elohim. Of a truth, Yahweh, the kings of Assyria have laid waste on all the nations and their countries. And they've thrown their Elohim to the fire, for they were not Elohim at all, but the work of men's hands made of wood and stone, and for this reason they've destroyed them. Now, for this reason, O Yahweh, our Elohim, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are Yahweh, you alone. And then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, whereas you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which Yahweh has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you and laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at you. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? And against whom have you exalted your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel have you done this too. By your servants have you reproached Yahweh, and you have said, By the multitude of my chariots have I come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars of it, and the choice fir trees of it, and I will enter into the height of his border, and the forest of his Carmel. I have dug, and I have drunk water, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Have you not heard long ago how I have done it, since ancient times that I have formed it? How I have brought it to pass that you should be to lay waste defenced cities into ruinous heaps? Therefore their inhabitants were of small power, and they were dismayed and confounded, and they were like the grass of the field, and like the green herb, like the grass on the housetops, and like corn blasted before it was grown up. But I know your abode, and your going out, and your coming in, and your rage against me, because your rage against me and your tumult has come up into my ears. Therefore will I put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. And this will be a sign to you, you will eat this year such as grows of itself, and the second year that which springs up of the same, and in the third year you sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit of it. And the remnant that has escaped of the house of Yehuda will take again root downward, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts will do this. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the king of Assyria, he will not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow here, there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the time that he came, by the same shall he return, and will not come into this city, says Yahweh. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And then the angel of Yahweh went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they rose early in the morning, look, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his Elohim, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his sons, struck him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. End of chapter.